It's been a very long time since I took live calls on the show, but I thought why not do it today, purely because of the brilliant news that took place during the week. For those of you who don't know, recently Pakistan drew with England 2-2 in the Test series here in England. And what that meant was if India failed to beat West Indies away in West Indies in the fourth test, then Pakistan would be ranked the number one team. And for those of you who don't know, the West Indies and India fourth test match was severely ruined by rain. And not only was that test match ruined by rain, also the first test against South Africa against New Zealand was ruined by rain as well. So because of those results, especially the West Indies-India result, and a few weeks back, the 3-0 thrashing Australia suffered whitewash in the hands of Sri Lanka, meant that Pakistan in the last couple of days have become world number one in Test cricket for the very first time in their history. So alhamdulillah, well done and Mubarak to Pakistan cricket team from myself and the entire Iman FM team. And it's very, very sad to see that the English media aren't really hyping this thing up, because what you can remember, Pakistan haven't played in Pakistan for several years since the horrific terrorist attack on the Sri Lankan bus, and also the Pakistani umpire who was injured and few people were killed and martyred as well. So for Pakistan to not play at home for several years and playing on rubbish pitches in Dubai, yes, they've been helpful to Pakistan bowlers results, but to be frankly honest, those pitches are very, very rubbish in Dubai. I'm not sure why Pakistan play there, because nobody comes to see Pakistan. And so Pakistan have learned the hard way, and for them to become world number one in Test cricket is a brilliant achievement. I didn't think it was possible, purely because, let's be honest, Pakistan don't have world-class players in their team. Yes, they play as a team, but they don't have world-class players in their team. And the matches, when they do play as a team, as individuals, they do very, very well. So, like I said, alhamdulillah, well done to the Pakistan cricket team for becoming world number one in Test cricket. So what I want you to do, and let's see if you are really interested in Pakistan cricket and you're really, really interested in the achievements of Pakistan, is the phone lines are going to be open at 10 past 11, and I want you, if you're really, really into Pakistan cricket and you love your country and you love your cricket team through thick or thin, I want you to call in and give me your views on Pakistan's magnificent achievement on becoming world number one for the very first time in Test cricket. And let me know your thoughts on how it's taken place, and I'll give you the studio number. It's 0114 24 25 200. That's 0114 24 25 200. I'll give it to you one more time and do it very, very slowly for you. It's 0114 24 25 200, and like I said, the phone lines will be open after 10 past 11 and you can call direct in the studio. There's no queue system, first come, first serve, so whoever calls in first gets put on air straight away, and then when they finish, then the next caller will be able to call in and express your views, and express your views obviously in a polite manner, in a humble manner, and in a very good manner. So all the listeners appreciate your views, and let me know your thoughts on Pakistan becoming number one team in the Test rankings. And like I said, I was very, very happy when that happened, because as you know, my team's always been Pakistan through thick or thin, and they'll always be the first team, even if they perform badly. Yes, I do get very, very upset when they do that, but at the end of the day, you have to stick by your team. And it's a shame that a lot of supporters I see, they only support Pakistan when they're doing well, but they don't want to support them when they're doing bad. You should always support them in any circumstances. So, like I said, I'll just go through the rankings if I can. If not, I'll come to those later on after the break as well. Got so many things, as you can imagine. And so, like I said, well done to Pakistan, and the phone lines will be open for that and for you to call in. And as you know, Pakistan were playing today, and I was very, very disappointed with the result. So I'll give you it was the first ODI, and that too was affected by rain, believe it or not, even though it's been brilliant weather in the UK. First of all, Pakistan won the toss, and they decided to bat first. They made 260 for six in 50 overs. I watched the whole game. Thankfully, they were very nice at work, and they didn't mind me watching the cricket while working away. But like I said, I'm very, very good at multitasking. So Pakistan made 260 for six in 50 overs. And the top scorer for Pakistan was the captain, who led from the front 82 off 110 balls. So very, very slow innings, but at least he made 82. The next best score was Sarfraz Ahmed, batting at number five. Very, very low for my humble opinion in ODI, making 55-58, so he upped the tempo. And the pick of the bowlers for England was, you could say, Chris Wokes, actually. He only went for 43 runs in his 10 overs and took a wicket. I had the feeling at the time that Pakistan were probably about 50 runs short, because the pitch was very, very good for batting. And in the end, England made 194 for three in 34.3 overs, which and the target was 151 because of the Duckworth Lewis, which meant England won by 44 runs. And like I said, if Pakistan only made another, say, 45, 50 runs in those 50 overs, regardless of rain or not, then Pakistan would have won in the Duckworth-Lewis, or even in the normal method if they played 50 overs. So the well done to England for winning the first ODI of the series by 44 runs in Duckworth-Lewis method. Roy top scored with 65 of 56 balls, and Joe Root 61 of 72 balls. And the pick of the bowlers for Pakistan, you could say, or the most economical, was Mohammad Nawaz, who took a wicket, 6.3 overs, 1 for 31, and the other bowling wasn't very good today, especially for Mohammad Amir, Umar Gul and Wahab Riaz. Not sure why we got those three playing in the ODIs, and also Shoaib Malik. Can't see him, why he needs a space in the team. So that's my thoughts. Like I said, shortcomings in the runs. I knew that was going to happen in this series, and Pakistan have proven me wrong already. And the phone lines are open for you now. So if you do want to call in, I'll remind you of the number. It's 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And let me know your thoughts, first of all, on Pakistan becoming world number one, and what it means to you as a Pakistan cricket supporter. So the phone lines are open. And as soon as a call comes in, then the studio will notify me, and then I'll take you on air straight away. And let your friends and family know that Pakistan are world number one in Test cricket, and they can call in and express their views now. So I'm waiting for your phone calls, and inshallah ta'ala, they'll be coming through very, very shortly. And what I'll do now, I'll just also tell you about, you know, just move back a step and tell you that Pakistan did play two ODIs in Ireland, and unfortunately the second one, which was on Saturday just gone, it was completely washed out. And the first one that Pakistan played against Ireland was a very, very high scoring performance by Pakistan, considering, you know, in ODIs we are ranked number 9 at the moment. So for them to perform that way, yes, it was Ireland, to be fair, but a result is a result, and ODI wins is an ODI win, so you can't deny them for that. So I'll just give you the information regarding that Ireland match, and then, like I said, I'm waiting for your phone call. So as I mentioned, Ireland versus Pakistan, which was supposed to be played at Dublin in Malahide on August 20th, 2016, was match abandoned without a ball bowled. And the first one, because there was only two there, was on August the 18th, so last